We are backstage with Jennifer Rowley. Brava, that was a wonderful act one.
Oh, thank you so much. It's fun.
Well, it's so great that you're here in Philadelphia and were able to come on last minute notice.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. This orchestra is absolutely amazing. And to sing with Yannick is just a dream. So I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I guess this kind of thing happens in the business fairly often, and you've stepped in for other people before, but you've been singing Tosca on other stages.
Yes, absolutely. I stepped in actually just last Friday at the Metropolitan Opera to sing Tosca, so it's current in my repertoire. But I sang Tosca in the fall, actually, at the Met as well, and I've sung it in Nashville and New Orleans, and I debuted the role actually at the Semperoper Dresden in Dresden, Germany. So I've lived with her for a few years, which has really been great because she grows every time I get to sing her, so it's really fun.
So let's talk about that. What's the character of Tosca like? She's an opera singer, and you say she grows every time you do it. How do you approach her?
Well, I love to approach her from Sardou's play. So Tosca is based on a play called La Tosca, and it's really an incredible piece of art because there's so much more detail in the play about the characters than we actually get in the opera. She was actually orphaned by her family and was found in a field with sheep by monks from a monastery when she was very young. And so she was raised in a monastery. And she had a lot of music in her life because she was able to sing and the organist at the monastery worked with her daily. And she was discovered at a very young age and taken to La Scala, according to the play, at age 16. So the beginning of Tosca actually happens several years after her debut at La Scala. So we know she's probably 19, 20 and experiencing a great amount of fame at a very young age. So, you know, she's like Miley Cyrus, you know, she's this young person who doesn't really know how to deal with all of this new these new feelings in her life and this new fame and a new boyfriend. And, you know, it's really fun in Act One to play her that way because we all have been 18, 19 with a serious boyfriend. And we've all felt that jealousy when the boyfriend talks to another girl. And, you know, you're young and you don't know any better. So I really like to approach her from that side of the story as a young person, newly in fame, newly in love, and use those natural feelings that we've all felt to make her relatable. And then as the opera goes on, you know, she really grows and she becomes a woman in the course of a day. I mean, the immense amount of tragedy that she has to go through in one day's time in this opera is absolutely incredible. And so it's really fun for me to have that journey with her and to see her grow and change. And as time has gone on, as I've lived with her a little bit, I find so much of the detail of what Puccini took from Sardou's play actually in the music, which is incredible. I mean, you're listening and you can pick up something different that you didn't hear before. It's the most amazing thing.
Wow. And do you relate to her in the beginning as a young singer?
Absolutely. I mean, she's me. You know, she's 18-year-old me going to college. I mean, you know, but I do. I relate to her as a young singer, and I relate to her in her passion and in her love. And, you know, she's such a pious and religious person, which is really interesting, you know, because she grew up in the monastery. She's, you know, her faith is based in that. The passion that she has for that faith is really deeply rooted. And for me, the passion for music and for art and for this art form is so deeply rooted. And so I can really bring the two things together.
Well, it sounds as if it becomes so emotional for you. Is that ever difficult to have all that emotion and be singing at the same time?
Of course, it's awful. You know, because you want to cry. As Jennifer, I want to cry. But I also know that I have a lot of high notes to sing. So you really have to push that emotion down. You have to think about technique at that moment. And you have to allow the audience to feel that emotion. Allow the audience to cry. And you sing the high notes because it's important that you really pay homage to that music. You know, and I don't want to ruin these beautiful Puccini phrases by getting so upset. You know, so you really have to have a moment in your mind where you check Jennifer for a second and come back to Tosca.
You're so enthusiastic. How did you get into opera?
I found musical theater, which I absolutely adore. You know, I please, Hamilton is like, ah! fine. I love Hamilton. So through musical theater, I was able to go to college, and I started with the thought process that I'd be in musical theater. And my teacher that I had at the time said, honey, this is not a musical theater voice. And at the time, I had no idea what opera was. You know, I had never seen one. It wasn't on my radar at all. And he gave me some arias to learn, and I was like, okay, yeah, this seems fun, whatever. In my junior year, there were some people from the Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires, Argentina, who wanted to do an exchange program with a student from Ohio and their institute at the Teatro Colón. And they went to all of the schools in Ohio trying to find that one student to do the exchange, and they chose me. And I didn't speak any Spanish. I didn't speak any Italian. I had no idea what I was getting into. And they gave me 3 roles to learn and said, come down, you'll study, you know, during your summer, which their winter, my summer. You'll learn all of these techniques that you need to know. So I went down, and my host took me on my second night in Argentina to see La Traviata. And it was Traviata in a boxing arena, if you can imagine, a huge arena in the round, which they had moved the stage up to the front and made a false proscenium. But the arena was so large that they had jumbotrons on each side of the stage. And there were cameramen walking around on stage projecting the drama up on these jumbotrons. And I'd never seen a full opera before, okay? And I sat on the edge of my seat the whole night, going, what am I watching, you know? And of course, you know, the end of La Traviata, just, it breaks your heart. I was so moved and I was so inspired by this experience. I said to the host, I said, that's what I'm doing for the rest of my life. That's it. That's what I'm doing.
Wow.
And I went to the library at the Colón the next day and I took out the score for Traviata, and that was it. I was in love, and that was it. I had to do it. So, yeah.
Wow. And it's hard work to do what you do, but it's also very joyful.
It's very hard work. I mean, it's insanely hard work. You know, I have said many times online, we are singing athletes. And it's as difficult to do our job as it is to run a marathon or play in an NFL football game. Or it's the preparation, it's the focus, it's the education. I mean, the technique of running a marathon, how you have to go out and run every day. And I mean, even if you're going to run a 5K, you have to go out 4 times a week, 5 times a week, and you have to run. It's the same thing with singing. If you're going to sing a full opera role that's 2 or 3 hours long, you have to sing. You know, you have to practice every day. You have to go to your lessons. You have to go to coaching. You have to work with conductors. You have to work with diction coaches. I mean, you know, I lived in Italy for a year, and I still work with an Italian diction coach on every single thing that goes on stage because I want it to be perfect. The words are so important, you know. So it is, it's a lot of hard work, but when you step on that stage, I mean, that's your job. I mean, it's the coolest thing, you know. This is my job, to step on stage in a beautiful dress with makeup and hair and jewelry and sing this incredible music with an incredible orchestra, you know, with people like Yannick making music so passionately that it like invades you and takes over. It's just the most wonderful thing. So yeah, it's hard work to get there. But when you get there, it's a joy. And it's really, I want students to see it that way. I want them to do the work, you know, so that when they get there, it's this incredible experience. This, you know, you're living on stage, and it's amazing.
And so those are your messages to students.
Yeah.
What would you like the general public, people who don't know anything about opera, to know about what you do?
Well, people who don't know anything about opera, what I have to say is just come. Come and experience it, because it's unlike anything else in life. The visceral sound of an unamplified voice in a huge hall with 80 pieces of orchestra members, 80 instruments, it takes over. It's an incredible scientific phenomenon, first of all. But second of all, the music, it gets in you, you know, and it makes you feel. And even if you have no idea what's being said, the music tells you everything. And it's, you know, it's a spectacularly moving experience. There's something so grand about opera, even opera in concert. There's something so grand about 80 instruments playing at the loudest volume possible. You know, it's something that's just out of the ordinary and something that you need to experience because you will fall in love with it. I mean, it just like me, I had never experienced an opera before. I went and it just took over. And that was the end for me. And now I have to do it. I have to be in it. I have to see it. It's just one of those art forms that does that.
Well, the first act was so powerful, and we can't wait for the second and third act. Thank you so much, Jennifer Rowley.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.